they pulled me nearly into like the middle of the fucking arena. Yeah.
They were very close to you as well.
And then the fans were like,
camera was behind you. It was a nice shot.
I have never experienced anything like this in my life. I've fought in Rio once and fought twice in Brazil. Mate, I have never experienced this hostility in my life.
Fighting out of the G4 Studios, Scotland, Paul Bairdieu Craig, Chris the Bad Guy Vanguard, Ross Cooper. Presenting from the street or in the it's time for Leather Podcast.
Yes, we are back in the studio.
Live.
It's obviously a somber experience coming back for Rio. We were so convinced that I was going to win.
Have you been sighing about the house?
Aye, it's the...
Open the fridge door.
It's the... I'll just be sitting and it'll just creep in. And it'll just be like... We get a tap you on the shoulder.
I know.
And it's like, remember you get up to it.
Still here. Oh.
You'll be sitting, just mind your own business. And you'll just keep up and go, hey,
that's it.
You lost.
You maybe feel good for half an hour.
And then he'll just drift away into the.
He's in the back with a bat. Like the guy who fucking stand by me with a mailbox. He's just ready to remember you.
Aye, it just creeps up on you.
Dylan Took came out with a beauty in the gym last night. I had said something about my last fight, and he's like, still going on about that? Shut the fuck up.
Well, guys, we did a podcast that's called The Leather Podcast. And it is the first time the freezer went back to back losses. So.
That's fucking hell, mate. It's
can he hurt him again?
It's so bad, isn't it?
I'm counting my last ones I win. I've decided I won it.
Fuck up.
Three. I lost to the doctor.
Three different stoppages.
You can't do that.
Oh, I lost to the doctor.
So you see my last one as well? Win. I'm no saying it's a loss. A moral victory for us, eh?
I just tapped it because I didn't want Jordan to be the only one to go beat in the night. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying anyway.
I just got my heat cut.
I was only kidding when I was knocked out.
It was all part of the game plan. I was going to come back on strong in the third.
But obviously, how are you feeling after that, man?
Body-wise, I'm absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. My foot's a wee bit sore for kicking.
A lot of kicks.
Landed great kicks. We're clearly working.
But that was part of the plan.
Game plan. And he was respecting them. There was points where I was lifting them up. I've not watched the fight back. It's tough. It's tough to watch it back, especially when you know the outcome. I felt... Like I said it on the podcast, and I said it in every interview I've done, I wasn't going out to Rio with a gimme. We didn't get a gimme in this sport.
Didn't ever.
Fighting guys in the top 15, and sometimes it can be a 50-50. I went out there with the intent of winning, spoke so confidently about putting a stop on this guy. And I believed it. I genuinely believed that I was going to beat him. Mm-hmm. I genuinely believed that I was going to beat him stand up. And I thought if it goes to the ground, I'd beat him there as well. And that's fucking sport, man.
Well, there can be no doubt that there was no intent for him in any way to engage in anything on the ground.
No.
Like, that was quite clear. Like,
yeah, was clearly standing up, running away.
He's not doing that. And you it was, to that point, almost like a fucking do not get tangled up in this, I'm away.
Aye.
Quite a clear, rigid push off, get back.
Which is
great game.
Smart.
If I'm going up against myself, smart. I'm going to do the exact same thing.
If you see guys doing that so much confidence in, like, nobody wants to come to the ground with me.
Aye.
So obviously, he stuck to his game plan well. Let's be honest, but I a lot of kicks for you, man.
What about my chin?
Took some shots.
Aye.
See, because you're landing the kicks, sometimes you were so close to him, that's when he was landing.
Because I was putting so much power into the kicks.
Because it's orthodox southpaw.
I could hear the corner saying that he's like his backhand, he's not flinging it.
Oh, mate.
It was getting lower, man.
And it was like just taking the damage, but then he just... It clipped me, and then it's a case of once the old stanky leg comes in, and you start fucking, you're on skates, and then he just, boom. And it, like, when I watched the wee clip of me getting knocked out, my chin is, like, nearly over my shoulder.
Because at the level you're at, like, the finishes get showed everywhere. Like the wee clips on Twitter, on Instagram. You could be scrolling on a on just like a homepage and you're like, oh, there's my face. And you want a clip going at the day, man.
It's just a weird one. I don't know. Like,
how did you feel? Was there any nerves? Obviously, the weight cut, you smashed it again. Was there any nerves? The arena? You looked all right. You looked comfortable.
I don't know if you see it as I'm walking out. So they've never done this to me before.
I know the delay with the tape.
No, because he wasn't in yet.
But what they'd done was they'd put me. So normally.
You were last as well for a Brazilian.
You know normally they shut the curtains and I'm behind the curtains and I stand there.
Yep.
And then when it's time to go, they open it, the ring light hits you and it's nice and bright. Nah, they've never done that to me this time. They pulled me, and the way the arena was, it's like obviously the tier and you come out in between the crowd. Mm-hmm. They pulled me nearly into like the middle of the fucking arena. Yeah.
They were very close to you as well.
And then the fans were
camera was behind you. It was a nice shot.
I have never experienced anything like this in my life. I've fought in Rio once and fought twice in Brazil. Mate, I have never experienced this hostility in my life. And then seeing we were in the middle of it, oh my fucking God, man. I was like,
you had a poker face.
Was like, just fucking zone out, man. Fuck these guys. And it was stuff I'd worked on, like the whole, I can't change the arena, that can't be changed. No matter where you fight, there's nothing you can do about, there's external factors that you can't change. One of them is the fans, one of them is the venue. The only thing you can change is the outcome of what you're going to like do. So like when we're in the octagon, I have a bit more control over myself. The external factors you can't do anything about, but they put me in the middle of it, man, and it was like bombarding me with all this abuse. English, Brazilian, didn't matter.
English as well.
You were getting hit with it all. And then Sean was telling me after, he was like, I was giving guys the fingers, because obviously he's young, he's 21, and he's like, guys are hauling abuse at me. He's like, fuck you.
I've done that before behind you.
Like, obviously I can't see it. And then obviously there was an issue with the tape, and then they stopped me again.
I know.
And then they're playing my music, and then it was just that, like, that did not throw me off my stride, but
it was just fucking unusual.
Horrible. It was horrible. And he had like tape underneath his anklet, and he made him cut it off.
He made him take the tape off.
Because you were walking, I'm like, this gun's not even in the cage yet, man. What's going on here? They got to meet him down there or what?
I know. Because that's what it was getting to, was he was still out the cage. He wasn't even, he'd not even gone up the steps yet, and you started walking. And I was like, what the fuck's happening here?
It was definitely not loved in Brazil. Mm. And then there was, as we're leaving, obviously, I was wiped out. Like, brain had went, oh, are we done? We good. I'm out. Brain had shut down. But they were telling me, Kieran was telling me that a guy gave me a high five as I left the cage and was like talking to me. And then another guy next to him started fighting with him because he gave me a high five. Because he's like, fuck this guy. So it was like two Brazilians fighting because I gave one Brazilian a high five. But I was out my, I wasn't there. Mm. They take you into the back room and then obviously sit you and you're there with your team. And I'm like, no idea what the fuck's going on here.
It's the other side of the sport, isn't it?
Aye. It's straight up concussion. But it's an experience, isn't it? Mm. That was like my 18th, 19th fight in the UFC. Like, I've been in there and been with the best guys in the world, fighting the top 15 in the middleweight. Like, it's this sport, and I've got people messaging me like wishing my family to burn in a house and all that. Like,
I don't know.
Guys are like, you cost me money. If you're betting on my fight, go fuck yourself, man. You're a fucking loser betting in MMA unless you're betting with McBookie. If you're betting with McBookie, then you're not a loser. If you're betting with anybody else, you're a fucking loser. But it's this sport.
It's cruel as fuck.
It's so funny though that they try and tell you how to do your job. Like, I don't come to the street corners and tell you what fucking corner they stand on, you know what I mean? Or I don't go to McDonald's and tell you what the fucking fries are done. Yeah, you've got to tell me how to fucking win a fight, man.
I know.
Some of the comments are mentally, when you see them sometimes, you just think, what is...
Guy's just hitting you with abuse.
What is your angle? Like, why are you doing this? What happened to you? Like, why is your life so bad?
But when they see you in person, they want a photo.
Aye.
They want to be your partner.
Of course, mate. Absolutely.
It's weird. I've never ever looked at a video or anything on social media and went, I'm going to have to comment on this immediately. And I must let this person know.
See, when I do comment, I know I can back it up. Like, if it's a guy, I'm like, I'm going to say something here because I know if that guy challenged me, I'm like, right, if we want to do something, we can do something. But half of these cunts, They don't know their arse for their elbow, you know what I mean?
But if you were insulting someone, fake, there would be something behind
fake accounts
it.
As well.
Aye.
They love that.
Oh,
the
aye.
Classic fake account.
Aye.
Fucking
Apple user 21344. Aye. You are gay. That's what I say.
But I will say one thing though, like, speaking on my behalf, obviously, I was a few weeks ago, you're obviously very fresh. I've never been more motivated in my life right. to get in the gym, get better, and then just put on a performance that you know you can and just improve, really. And I think...
It's not over. Aye. Isn't it over? And that's what we're saying.
See, when I don't feel like that, I think that's the day that it's like, right, we're done in this sport. But I've never been more motivated in my life, and I can't wait to get back to the grind and just give the people, your fans, that victory, because the next one has always got to be the sweetest
one. See the amount of people that message and they're so, like... They're so supportive. It's beautiful. Aye. Like, it's the flip side of any sport where there's the guys, the maybe one or two people are showing you hate. There's at least another 100 people messaging.
Oh, 10 listen, times.
We appreciate them. And then your lowest, at your lowest point, these are the things that kind of lift you. Like, listen, messaging you saying, listen, you're inspiration, all this kind of stuff. Like, I genuinely appreciate it. And we do see all the messages, even if we don't get back to you. Like, we appreciate it. And it's just, it's just giving you, like, no risk. What's the word I'm looking for? Obviously, brain damage is setting in. But it's like the... it's the... It, but it, I can't even think of the word I'm looking for. But it shows that what we're doing is obviously got an impact on people's lives.
Hey, maybe need to cut that out in case fucking cunt starts in. He's fucked. He's fucked, man. He's fucked.
We are the people, though, who...
All right, mate, fucking calm down.
I know. Our head
we don't say that shit.
Aye? What?
Is Greg this?
We?
We are the people, who you say.
Oh, sorry. And that went over my head there. Like, when you're a person who put your head above the parapet, you know that you can come in for flack. You know that if this doesn't go my way, I'm in for a lot of shit. But think how many people just never even bother purely because of that. That stops them
people anything. Don't get it, though. Like, it literally feels like a death in the family. That's what it feels like. You're sitting there, like, breathing, like you're like... And it doesn't shift for a long time. No. And for me, you still need to deal with yourself, obviously, but you're happy to deal with yourself. But until you win the next fight, then it's never good. It's never good because you're not only as good as your last fight.
100%.
And then all the people who show you hate are then back on the bandwagon.
Aye, that's it. That was good.
I've always liked
him. You chase greatness, but you'll never be great. Ever. Nobody will be great because there's always, in MMA, there's always a guy that's better than you.
Unless you're Jose Aldo.
Aye, but he's also been knocked out in 14 seconds as well, so it can happen to the best as well. So, aye, it's part of our journey, mate.
And he undoubtedly still thinks of that.
Highlight reel knockout, mate, that's nothing worse when somebody sparks you, because then Baraglio's, every time they post a video, like every single time they talk about him in a fight, it's going to be like me just going...
What would you prefer? Like, you're the highlight reel showing you... Snapping people's arms off.
I was just going to say.
I know.
I think somebody's limb flat my boot is better. That's more savage.
I agree.
Hearing a couple like, of big ones
when you think about it, Johnny Walker, Baraglio.
But you're going on the side of the world to fight these guys in the back garden. Like, that's a warrior, mate. That's fucking, that's a savage thing today. You know what I mean? Aye. Top guys in the world for the last decade.
I'm coming to where you live to fight you.
I'm proud of you, bro. I'm proud of you. Always be.
Everybody should be.
And see, we've been in the next one. We're going to shove it in all their faces, man. And boy, can I gloat.
That's also they two are on 6 fight win streaks. Brendan Allen and Verona.
Exactly. Yeah.
Top guys.
Aye.
Like you say, there's no gimmies.
There isn't.
It's only the best. You I'm only like, mix it with the best.
We were speaking about it. It was like, who would you like next? And I was like,
Anthony Smith.
Maybe like a flyweight woman. I'm like, I could definitely win that.
I would like to see you fight Anthony Smith at 205 again. You just won, obviously, there. And I
feel like good.
I feel like that's a good fight for you. But
100%, man.
If you want to stay in middleweight, you're sure career.
It's better than it's looked in a while, Anthony Smith.
No, it's a fight that I wanted for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then speaking about that middleweight as well, making the weight and still being able to perform, like... We're still not 100% sure with this. Mm-hmm. Like,
you look in great shape, to be fair.
I know, like the shape, like I look like the best I've ever been. But you still need to have the.
Do you feel strong?
I do feel strong, and I do feel good. But this is what we're going to have a chat with, like nutritionist Lee, conditioning guy Adam, manager Victoria. We're going to have to sit down and have a discussion. Like, is middleweight the right?
Is it optimal?
Aye, are we at our optimal?
Just go heavyweight, man.
Right, well, what are we to
fine, just go back up, call it Pereira. Take him down, sub his ass and get ride into the sunset with your cowboy hat.
I know. that's an old one, isn't it?
Game plan.
But there's all these things, like, because then you start worrying, like, am I in the right weight class? Have I made the right decisions? And it's like, I feel great in it, but you need somebody to tell you, don't you?
These questions will come in because you're coming off a loss, not me.
I know, and especially, recent. What's that, two recent. Losses? Mm-hmm. So you go back-to-back losses, yeah. And then you start to try and, like, was it this?
But as Greg says, the guys are on a tear.
I know.
The last one was in a main event against a guy who's maybe fighting for the title if he wins his next one. So
probably will be.
I think you're about being a bit hard on yourself. You're mixing it with the best in the world. But right. You know your own body more than anybody. How do you feel in the gym? How did you feel warming up? How did you feel in the cage?
I felt great. There wasn't a point where I was like, oh, I'm worried about this.
Had the legs tender though? Because my legs are still still. My fight, I was like 3 weeks ago.
My calf, I don't know what I've done.
No, your shin for the body
ankle,
kicks? No,
my ankle. I done like a low ankle kick.
Bump. Oh, it was lovely as well. Yeah. It was like exactly like off, just like off the pad, straight out of the gym. See, when you've done it, I was like, oh.
But it still hurts you at the time. Got a couple of stitches in the inside.
What happened
well.
There?
Is he punching me in my tooth? Like, because my bottom teeth are in a line. The only straight and it's just bust into my lip.
See if remember I cut my tongue in the fight. I still kind of feel that. Like I don't know what's going on there.
I bit mine last night. It's serious.
Like it's numb still. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's done a bit of damage to the lower nerve or something.
Right, no. Did you have any interaction with him after the fight or that?
No, but the guy said as they were leaving the hotel to go back to their apartment, his team was getting a bit leery, a bit Dean at Big Licks.
Hope they all get robbed.
But
people carry pulling up the A-team van.
I didn't have any altercations with him after it.
He didn't
seem like a bad guy. He was talking to me in the cage. Like, seemed I was landing good shots. He was telling me that was a good one. Yeah. It was like
that's for his cell though. Mm-hmm. That's for your. That's to push your cell.
How did you feel on the stool in the round break?
I felt fine.
You looked fine.
I felt fine. I was super focused
because the mic went to you. Rather than him. In between round one and two, you were chatting back with James. James is like, we need made a day of kicks. You were like, I didn't bother.
Right.
And you just seemed fine, eh?
Right. I wasn't. One of the things that I'd been working on was like, I know I can go. Aye. Like, I have got I've got cardio for days. You are never going to out cardio me, regardless of how big you are, how strong you are. Like, I am designed for endurance. I'm designed to put the pedal down and then go and then still have energy. That wasn't the issue. The issue was when you're getting fucking your chin absolutely rang. It can only take so much. It's like hitting granite with a sledgehammer. It'll take so much and then it'll just fucking go. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's a wrong way to be just to rely on your chin to take these shots.
After the first round, I thought it was going to go the distance. That's what I thought.
We thought that as well in the corner. Aye. We were like, right, you just keep putting this pace on him.
Aye.
And land these shots and you'll wear them down. And eventually, see that hand's coming down, and you're just going to fucking take his head off.
I thought he was eventually got to go into your guard though. At one point, I thought you maybe just got to lock up the guard behind him, but
I should have. I should have just dropped that.
It just didn't want to end.
He was super sweaty as well. Mm-hmm. So, seeing you go for like that overhook or that body lock, like I had him up against the cage. I remember this. It's just like we things.
I
remember.
Quite.
And I was like, oh, we are fucking in Paul Craig territory right here. And he just swam in, and I was like, oh, I'm losing this.
You're keeping the centre of the octagon quite well as well. Right. I liked that, man. He was like, you're dictating it in the middle, and he was the one outside kind of moving. So
there were
definitely some positives to take for it.
I thought it was going to cut, like, the way it sort of played out in the first round, I was like, this is going to be between your kicking and his boxing.
Right.
That was where that was going to go. And like
it
I said,
was. It's 100% that. His boxing won.
After the first round, I thought, we're just going to go to a see who. I thought it would decision out, but obviously, didn't go that way. What can you do?
This is society, mate. It's that.
So what are you, a bit of time off? What you think back in the gym?
I'm away to Vegas next
get
week.
Get fat.
Golf.
18. Golf. Away to play golf.
Are you getting fat though?
Oh aye.
What did you, what are you hitting, eating wise? You had your pizzas yet?
I've no hood in. So last night I made oh, I made a wee like fake chicken burger. Like, I had these wee chicken. Right. Put it on a bagel. Smothered it in hot sauce, man, because Lee stopped me eating hot sauce like fight week. I love hot sauce and he couldn't find jalapeno anywhere.
I remember that.
And I was like,
jalapenos, Lee?
No. Right. So he stops all that shit, man.
Should we go to Vegas for the golf?
I'm waiting
golf
Vegas, kick? Aye. You might come. Might come a wee doos.
I would love to come.
I've got a wee thing as well. I've got a gala after it as well, so I have to get a wee, tuxedo on out there.
Who's that with Tom Brady or not?
Did you see the
roast? The roast of Tom Brady.
Dana White, so it's kind of cringe, wasn't it?
And then Schultz came on and fucking slagged Dana White too.
Tony Hinchcliffe was the best.
I've not watched
the best, man. He just went for everybody.
And so they're weird days roasts, eh? You think?
Kim Kardashian was getting ripped up. She was in the front row.
What was the joke about leaving the kids in the house with the dad?
Aye, it was Brady that said that one.
Aye, she was like, she was worried about.
Was he banging her? I think Tom Brady was going with her.
Was it really? He's a good looking fella.
I think Dave Portnoy was like, you can get anybody, like, don't go for the Kardashian. You know what I mean?
Is he a shagger? Is that why his wives keep divorcing him? Or does he just want the money?
I don't know.
Has he been divorced a few times?
I'm not an NFL guy. Greg is.
Greg will know. He's been divorced a couple of times, eh?
I'm not actually sure. I don't know about that.
I think so.
He's a goat, isn't he?
They'll DNM for the money.
Is Peyton?
Peyton Manning.
Is he the guy?
I don't know these things.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Is he all right at football, eh?
You Brady?
Aye.
Aye, he's a man.
Aye, I think he could throw the...
Even I know that.
I think he could throw the pigskin a bit.
Chuck it in the back here, too.
So guys, if you have been involved in an accident, why not hit up G4 Claims? Who will deal with your whole... Did you like that segue?
Have we not done one? No G4,
no. G4 Claims. Who will deal with your full claim? Ross, how can we get in contact with these people at G4 Claims?
01698-767-172.
That was obviously the phone number that Ross just started dreaming after the number because he dreams about this number.
I do.
If you don't have a phone...
Well, you can get them on WhatsApp, which is their most preferred method of communication now.
And please do not send any inappropriate pictures to the females that work in G4 Claims because it's inappropriate.
It's very rude.
And we laugh at them.
And you can also get them on the website or in the link in our description.
It's a no-brainer, am I right, Ross?
It is.
If you have been involved in a non-fault accident and you're looking for 100% of your claim, you're looking for a courtesy car, your whole claim as well, and you're looking not to deal with any of this hassle, then pass on your G4 Claims. And you're welcome. Ross, that number one more time.
01698-767-172.
The website, please.
notatfaultclaim.com.
Keep it G4 Claims.
Did you have any fights at the weekend? Any other fights? Like, was the boxer on that one? No.
Canelo.
When's the Mike Tyson one?
Oh, that's a wee bit further away.
Is it?
A wee bit further away.
Is this on Netflix as well?
So, the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fights on Netflix.
And Usyk Tyson Fury's in a couple of weeks. 18th. Yeah. What's the date today? It's like the 10 days. So a week on Saturday.
This is because they moved it for the cup.
Something.
Is that right? Did they move the fight?
This is what they were saying. But
for the what? The cook?
Cut. But what...
All right, Fury.
What else is coming out now, though, is that Tyson Fury wasn't ready on that notice. See, because of the Ngannou fight, he was like, no, kick it back. I need more time.
Mm.
So I don't know.
What were you going to say, Greg?
I was just going to say, it's July, the Tyson.
That's a wee while out. And Jose Aldo's on about boxing on that card. Wants to box on
it. But then I heard he was looking to go for a title run, the old Jose Katongo.
He's fucking good. Jose Katongo, what a player he was. He played for Hearts.
Look great, man, Jose Aldo. Weekend.
Still got it. But then he has only been beat by the best in the world, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And then did he no go...
Went down a week.
I think that was his last fight in his contract.
How did the fight with him and Marab go? He took Marab down, didn't he?
I can't remember. It was a while ago.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Then we Hector for Coco in the main event. He was done brilliant, man.
Coco, it took me a while.
Aldo won the decision in that fight.
He done absolutely brilliant, man. He was unlucky against Pantoja.
There's people thinking he won it. A lot of people saying he won it.
It was definitely a 3-2.
I feel it was a
3-2. Aldo didn't win that. I read that wrong there. He got beat by decision.
He got beat by decision.
I was going to say, I don't think he'd beat Marab.
He's obviously bought the boxing one for the pesos, eh? And you can't blame him. Is it no pesos in Brazil?
Real.
No. Is it?
Peso.
The real. Peso.
Chucking money at glass cages. Peso.
So,
Roger, American dance. Peso. Peso, dance.
The Brazilian real.
There we go. Looks like fucking Monopoly money.
My best ever meal.
Worth 16 pence.
That I've ever had was for Brazil when we went to Sao Paulo the first time. And I c- because I was fighting the following week in Bellator London. I kept getting this salmon with like couscous. Oh, and I swear to God, I go to every day. It was the fucking fresh. Everything was beautiful. And I always remember like...
That was good. Aye. That was good fish. We went to that sushi place, remember? We went there the first time in.
Aye.
Brilliant, man. Aye. Absolutely brilliant. But which he, the guy who was serving us was like overly helpful. Mm. He was doing my tits in.
Is it coming out when you've got like a mouthful or not?
Aye, I hate that. But, so we were... I had ordered a beer because this was after the fight, and he comes up and pours half the glass in and then takes my bottle of beer away and then puts it back. And anytime I drank like a mouthy, he'd come back over and fill it back up, stay my tits in. And then he was like,
give the tip now just to go away.
But they don't even get a tip. It gets put into the service charge on your bill. Right. But then he starts like telling us like how to eat the food. So you want to pick it up like this and don't forget these. And I'm like, get the fuck away from me. Get away from me, you dick.
I'm not in the socializing mood.
And then the same again, we ordered pudding. I think I get like a gingerbread cake thing. And then he's like, take trial bits together.
I would have said fuck off.
I was like to him, mate, I've been eating for 36 years. I know how to eat. I'm no bad at it. Like, it was just doing my tits in. And then... We then have our food. Food was great. There was something like £900 for this meal for all his. So he gets a good service charge, and then the boys leave a couple of real for him, maybe like 200 real. A
couple of pesos.
Aye. Pesos there.
And they hand it to him as we're walking out, right? Kieran turns around and looks at him. This is why it's why he's like, you know, like when you're kind of on, you like hump some. So he gets his money. We're walking out. Kieran turns around, and you guys listen to the birds. It was just funny. Like,
so happy with his tip.
So he got a tip, plus he got his service charge, man. So it's like the next people that come in there, the next tourists that come in there, he's going to like absolutely fucking, this is how you drink the beer, yeah? You open up the gullet and drink it.
Harass the life.
Brazilians will probably just tell me fuck off.
Aye.
Attack him.
What's this one? Looks like a fucking Pokemon.
I think it's Ted Baker. It's one of the ones I got. Like,
Geodude or some shit.
Got like two.
He's a good one.
Two Christmases ago.
Just took
it in
the packet.
I'll fire this one. Aye. What's your first Pokemon you're picking?
Oh, it's Squirtle all day.
Have we spoken this?
I said Bellsprout, remember?
Aye. And I was like, get the fuck.
I'm a Squirtle man myself.
Aye, we did speak.
I made it a Blastoise.
So, aye.
Birds in high school used to say Bungard fucks up, but I don't know, is man.
Were you looking up there? Bungard fucks up. You don't want to be looking up.
There's definitely a few pornos kicking about for back in the day, man.
Aye.
That was a thing back in the day, wasn't it?
Aye, when the phone videos just came out.
They're actually all on Patreon if anybody wants to sign up.
Unsolicited dick pics.
How much you know, you're like, I couldn't get away with half of the shit because I'm like...
Cyber flashing
there's fucking Daniel Day-Lewis going at it, not me. I would need to wear a morph suit with the dick.
The green man. So
green man.
I've got to put gloves on.
We were hitting
Charlie Day, man.
We were hitting pads, me and Kieran, and a combo we've been working with Prim. It's like inside, deliver the over the top elbow bump, and then rip in the body or rip in the knee. So Kieran held the pad to rip in the knee, and then I never hit it. And then the second time I run through it, I do the same thing, you know, when you do the same pad session again, and then a elbow, and then fired in the knee, and he never caught it, and it grazed his pubic bone, ended up with his testicle swelled up, and it was fucking black, and it was like, he was in pain. He's like to me, look at my testy, and it was fucking massive and black. This thing was like, scary.
It's the worst.
And he's like, he's trying to find like a hospital, and he's like, I think I need to go and get this seen to, and it was just a wee graze, it wasn't like a proper hit, it was just a... touched his sack. He was sending it to his dad and everyone.
Yeah, Brazilian wanks, man.
No, he was like, when I was milking the weasel, I was scared. And I was like, aye, you don't know what's coming out.
Sean Clancy burst in any minute.
You don't know what's coming out. Could be a wee bloody one. But I took a strain knee to the dong. Sorry, mate. Appreciate you.
I say all the time, I'm going to start wearing my ball guard there. It's in my gym bag every session, and just never wear it. Wear it for fights only.
I don't wear them.
I always wear it, man.
Even in training, too.
Every session.
Mm-hmm. So, One of the funny stories about Rio, you know, Sean's obviously hilarious when it comes to like the best things. So he doesn't put on sun lotion, and he goes up.
Why?
Because it's one of these things that he watches what he puts in his body, plastics, all this kind of shit, and he's like, listen, it's linked to cancer. So he goes up to the roof to sunbathe.
Just and he falls asleep. Cancer.
And he comes down and he's bright red and I'm like, mate, you alright? And he's like, aye. And as the day went on, it got redder and redder and redder. And to cut a long story short, he was wearing sun lotion blended.
Third degree fun. Oh, in fact, somebody did put
it up, aye.
He was proper roasted, man.
Oh, I've seen some fuckers, like when you've been away on holiday when you're younger and stuff with your pals. Somebody's but, just
yeah, you've got to remember, he's only 21. Mm-hmm. Think about the shit we were doing when we were 21.
Aye. Getting fucked up by the sun.
Aye.
Mate, oh. 10 years' time, he'll still be doing shit like that, mate. Let's be honest. Let's be honest, man.
His brother got a win at the weekend.
Aye, the boys done alright in BMF. What was it? I think they were 4-4 at higher level for the.
Dean got beat, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Was that a close one? I think it was somebody that's half decent.
I gave him a message. He was like, "All right, what's happening?" And he never went into it. So
aye, Dean's Dean's one of these guys who trains like an absolute monster, always in shape.
He's obsessive.
And I think he was actually on antibiotics. I don't think he was 100% getting into the fight, but nobody knew. Well, after the fight, it's one of these things where it was like, I was taking antibiotics because I had a bit of a virus. Mm-hmm. Same again, like, because I take myself to the points of...
Well, it's extremes.
Extremes. 2 days before I left to go to Rio, I ended up with, like, a knee infection.
Mm-hmm.
And, you could track the infection right the way up to my groin. It was wild. I'll show you the video.
I'd bring more here as well, and during the fight, you can see it.
It's fucking fucked up,
isn't it?
Aye. But... You can't fucking put it fine.
Seen on. The cunts putting bleach on them.
Oh. Aye, when kills the.
That's wild, menti. Eh?
Aye.
Fucking are you going to see Planet Apes?
Tomorrow? Oh, mate, I'm it so was out excited. Tomorrow. It comes out tomorrow. Me and the wee man's gone.
That's what I've been watching when I was away. It's so good. Like, it's so good.
Are you booked tomorrow?
Would you go for IMAX?
No, I think I'm just in the fort.
I think I'm going to. I might be Gary Tomskin tomorrow. Maybe even.
Did you busy at the game yesterday?
The Airdrie game?
Aye, last night.
He would have been, aye.
It was the playoffs. I seen he was at Hampden, man.
The daughter was at the game last night. She came in at like 11 o'clock last night.
Playoffs to get into the Premiership.
I know.
So I think Fisher were good though, man. So it's 2 each for last night, but it's at Maid Hill on Friday.
She's going to that as well.
Aye. Interesting.
Aye.
Their stadium's on it, part of the Thistles. Maid Hill won it.
Aye.
Fuck Rudy. Rudo.
Rudo, aye.
Fuck Rudo. Fuck Red.
But I'm excited for the fucking Planet of the Apes. Like, I've tried to not even really watch any of the trailers. I watched a wee bit, but I didn't. I just want to go in, not knowing anything.
Just got to go in with my monkey mask on.
Sit there, spank your monkey.
Holding a popcorn, long. Do your thing.
Aye,
popcorn machines. The gremlins in the front.
I didn't ask for salty popcorn. It was sweet.
Aye, I'm looking forward to that. That's it. I've not.
You been watching anything else?
Have you watched Baby Reindeer?
No, I'm not. I don't know anybody watch it.
Right. Who are we blaming?
It's so mad after us talking about that I'd actually fucking worked with the two of them.
I know.
The rapist guy and the mo.
What rape?
That was straight, bro. See, at one point he's got his fingers off his arse. He's like, stop! Stop! And then,
he never stopped him.
See what I don't get, right? So he's been raped, right? He's woke up full of drugs, whatever. He's went in the shower, he's got a sore arse, he's hurt his arse after water. He then chaps the door, the guy's got a towel, right? Rats him up the towel. He then goes on to say after it, like, I should have went home there and then, because you've just been raped, but I stayed for an extra couple of days, fed his cat, done all that. I'm like, come on, man. Like, you fucking like that shit, not mean? So I do blame him, mate.
Is that a bit fucked up?
Very fucked up.
Should I watch it?
It's a talking point, I suppose.
Six episodes, but they're only on for half an hour, so you can fucking scud through them, like just like that guy got scudded, man.
So he keeps
seeing when he goes to like the hardcore gays and they're all just fuck him.
Oh, and they just beat him up. Hey, that's it. So like,
I'm obviously
cause
not.
Because he doesn't know if he's gay or straight, so he's like fucking testing everything.
This is his angle. So he's going on dates with guys, he's going on dates with birds, and then he's just like meeting up and just.
But he goes to the fringe because he wants to be a stand-up comedian. And, like, he's playing it in this wee shitty pub with like a wee space in the corner, basically, and he's acts pish. He's the most unfunniest guy ever. Mm-hmm. And like he's getting like two people in the pub and all that, and he's like waiting for tips and all that. And it's mental because you've got all different stories. Then you've got the mad fat bitch who's like a fucking mad stalker.
Well, I seen somebody writing this, right? See how everybody was trying to track down who the real Marfa was? Mm-hmm. Why the fuck are they not trying to find out who the Darien guy is? Because he's a mad rapist.
Somebody said that they kind of know who it was supposed to be. It was like a well-known, like, fucking...
producer. Because that's... So they never tell you if that's true or not, but he makes it. He's the producer of Cottonmouth, isn't it?
Right, I've
guy's got a fucking...
I've got a question.
The guy's so got much, a hot bod, mate.
Hundreds of shit.
He's got a hot black lass, black she's chick, nice. And mm-hmm. she's smoking.
Right, I've got a question.
He's already getting his bumhole fingered.
So this guy tells people this story about him getting raped, and then it's made into a film?
Aye. And he's the guy.
Wait, why is he telling
he's
people
He's a real
about
guy.
His, why is he telling people?
He's a real guy, because I think... Yeah. The stand-up's pish and he's made half of it up. That's what I think, man. Because it's got number one in Netflix, job done.
Man's got bills.
Aye, job done.
The guy's got mega mental health issues.
He's definitely fucking
added
to
that story. So the guy that plays the guy
it's him.
Is actually his
it's
story?
Him. Aye. It's him.
Right, he's clear a bullshit there, isn't he?
Who's going to go on Netflix and shoot the scene?
The funniest bit in it, like, so he's telling, he works in a bar. Like, so he gives the bird a cup of tea, and then she's a stalker, psycho bird, right? But she keeps stalking him. So he's telling the guys in the bar, like, don't let her in. And they grab his phone and just say, do you want the anal? Do you like anal?
And they send it.
And he's like, no. So she's like, oh, I've never heard that up the shifter, no, blah, 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 right?
Shifter!
So
she's a fifer.
She shows up to his stand-up, right? Shows up to his stand-up after him telling him, like, get to fuck. Sure. And he's actually doing all right, and she just stands up like, he wanted to have anal sex with me, look, bumhole lover. Like, she starts going around all the crowd, look, that's him. Yeah, he's like, get her out of here, no, it's so funny, man.
It's a bizarre series, eh? It's pretty strange.
Who's that chick?
That's his girlfriend.
At the start, that's his girlfriend, the start of the series.
So he splits up with her, but still stays with her more for ages.
And then she proper looks after him, wow. Even after he's been away, like, just wow. exposing his cell to HIV she's complete...
And her mum is the cop that Bungie
worked with. Slagma, penis.
Oh, aye.
And screw.
She's
Nina Sonja, she's called. Aye, she's good.
So, weird series. I think the guy is looking for sympathy. He'll not find it here. Because he brought it on his cell.
So he was like, turn the music off. So music's off. Fucking out it.
So he like just hangs about with this older gay guy, stays at his house for days on
end. He does help his show though, doesn't he?
Aye. He helps him write and stuff like that. And so, but they keep like, they're smoking heroin, they're taking LSD, they're taking cocaine, they're just staying everything. And this is going on for like weeks and weeks. And he's like going over to his house for days on end.
Goes to day of pissing. He's got slivers there. He's done. As if he's woke and up he's been.
And he's like fully aware this guy's doing this to him.
He's still going the whole way flare.
So, so the actual bit where he gets fucking his hoop stretched. He's been hanging about earlier there for a while.
Aye, he's been feeding the guy's cat. No, it's no why I go here, man.
I'd go as far as to say he's led him on.
Aye.
Aye.
And he led the fucking big wifey on as well. He led her on too.
The big wifey.
He did.
I think he liked the attention.
He
after
did.
Her at one point.
See, really, I think he's the stalker because he's got the fucking wall with the photographs. He's got all the conversations.
That bit was quite
fucked up.
He's
the stalker, mate. He's the real dangerous one in all
so
this.
So see, at one part, like every time he's got to work, she's a crow sitting at a bus shelter for days, just like, have a good day, sweetheart. Man, it freaks me out, mate. It makes me uneasy that bit. And it gets to the point she doesn't move for days, and she's like pure, looks like at the clown, basically, just sitting there. And it's like, oh, this is no funny anymore. This is fucking hell.
Leave her out there, he freeze, mate. It's like, but I think it's him.
Would you bang her?
No, you'd never be rid of her. That's the problem.
Tell you about though, the woman, she's brilliant in it. She's absolutely class, man.
You fully believed that she was a mental case.
I always blows my mind that see when you're like trying to get a role as an actor or an actress for a role. Mm-hmm. Listen, I've got this big fat fuck who's a nutbag.
Aye.
I think you might be the guy. Well, let me read it.
One thing we've not spoken about, there's a trans chick in Oberoff. That's all happening in these six episodes.
Terry.
Yeah?
Terry.
Aye.
A trans chick.
Yes. Trans actress.
Right, who gives a fuck?
Trans person.
She's good in that and all.
So what gender is she?
Now is a woman.
She used to be a man?
Yes.
Right. But he goes with her in it.
T-Dog. T-Dog, I call her.
Is this?
That's not what you were expecting, Paul, was it?
You were
so.
Is this a guy?
Yeah, was. It's now a woman.
So
can I see a body shot, so please? Can I see like a full length?
So no Ross, bad, by the way.
So, Ross, back in the day, you're out all weekend, right? You're in whose party? Right?
Did I even eat fresh? The cocaine's flowing,
everybody's starting to leave. Is she sucking your dick or no?
Is anybody going to know?
No.
He's easy.
Same, bro.
I've got questions.
Uh-huh.
I think she's not got a penis, no.
Not now.
Right, but I'm not in. She needs to have the dong. If I'm committing it, if I'm in.
I'm in. If I'm in, I'm in. God be
I'm not going 50-50.
It's no.
It just reminds me of that Scouse boy mine they posted that video.
Jeffrey. Big Jeffrey.
Is it no Dave?
No.
Dave just blow his load.
Dave. Oh, is that another one? So there was a, you'd all take home Big Jeffrey here. The guy's got the tie, lady boy.
I mean, look, guys, she's a fine looking woman.
Person.
You can call her a woman.
Okay. I won't argue. I've done this before.
She's a fine looking woman.
I think she does identify as a woman.
Good. By the way, did you
can
notice?
I see a picture of him?
That's him there.
No, can I see a picture of him?
Oh, I don't think there is any.
Pre-op
photos?
That'll make it worse for us, man. We don't want to see the pre. Just be happy with the post.
Did you notice I made a mistake with bringing a graphic up on screen? You go like that. Who's that slut or something like that? And it's meant to be Martha. And I brought up a photo of the wee guy out of Coco.
So I didn't see it. Hector?
I didn't see that.
Hector? So apologies, guys. I put the wrong graphic up.
For the podcast?
The video podcast.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, I must have listened.
So if you are part of the gay community and you've got sore knees, you get a cover. Anaconda Ibris.
Too busy wanking.
You're welcome.
As a shoulder.
We'll be the news, Anaconda. Big deal, eh?
It is indeed. Nice, so we're going to be out there representing some Anaconda, working with the AC.
ADCC?
ADCC. I was going to say ADCC. Nah, it doesn't
ACDC.
ACDC. Thunderstruck. But huge for them. Really, really pleased for Luke and the team. The guys are obviously working really hard with these products, and it's paying off, because if these were just your standard knee brace, shoulder brace, ankle brace, nobody would be buying them, or nobody would be pushing them the way they're getting pushed. So it shows that it is working.
People don't have to take our word for it. This is the thing. There's so many people using them now. You can go into most gyms, you'll see guys with Anaconda gear. I've been using the shoulder brace now. Last night, perfect. I've had a sore shoulder for fucking ages, and I've not been training without this. And now I wouldn't. And it's tough. Obviously, we're getting older. You're in there with young guys who want to. I was grappling last night with Coonley, 25-year-old, got a fight coming up. He's all in, eh? Fucking, it's hard to keep up with the younger guys when we're getting older. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for knee braces, shoulder braces, probably couldn't.
It's a combat sport. There is definitely going to be a time where you pick up some sort of injury, be it ACL, MCL, and if you're needing the support in the knee, then that's the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's a massive issue with injuries in our sport, and they've just come up with an idea to like, how can we reduce this? How can we reduce the impact on people's joints? How can we capitalise on it, allowing people to get back to training? And the products that they have produced has been amazing.
And the reality is, we are not going to be able to do this sport forever.
No.
Like, the wear and tear, eventually, it's going to get too much. It doesn't matter if it's a knee, a shoulder, an elbow, a wrist. Without this stuff, our time doing it would be cut short. So we can use this stuff. We can get to be in the gym. We can get to be around the guys. We can get to train. We can get to fight. We can get to grapple for so much longer. And like I say, didn't just take our word for it. It's everywhere. people using it all over the place.
I know, and it's the features that come with the knee brace, which are, because it's their flagship, because this is the thing that separates them from everybody else. This is the thing that got them to the dance, and everything else is just added on. The rubberized sleeve stopping it from slipping down. The gel knee support, just offering that little bit more support. It's got the things at the side to just offer it a little bit more protection so there's not lateral movement. Not only that, you've got the elastic straps that brings this machine and just tightens it all up. And then knee injuries, thing of the past. Ross, give me the deets.
It's anacondafightwear.co, and you can get any two products right now for $59 or any rash guard for $24.99.
What leather code do you use?
At checkout, put in leather10 for 10% off.
Guys, it makes sense. If you are suffering any injuries, then hit up Anaconda and we've got your back. Anaconda's got your back. Don't suffer in silence. Keep it Anaconda.
Easy.
Happy with that.
Sounds
about
her,
eh?
EDCC.
Oh, she's
there.
All right.
We compete.
Just jump in.
Why not? Why not?
It's the big leagues, isn't it?
Jump in
it's
for
a
roll
and dislocate
like
your shoulder.
You've got
Vegas is a big leagues.
Vegas and the T-Mobile Arena.
Rogan's commentating.
Really?
Aye.
Interesting.
Not like you couldn't turn up and fucking do a bit.
Aye.
If you wanted to, you know what I mean?
Rigged out and just like, like Turbo Man.
You need
two shoulder pads.
You get juiced up.
Two shoulder pads, two elbow pads, wrist pads, knee pads, anklets. Let's go.
There'll be some big names at that, that's I would imagine.
Craig Jones is a headliner.
That's what jiu-jitsu is all about, isn't it? Autism and steroids.
Did you see his one at the weekend, Craig Jones? Best foundation for jiu-jitsu. He doesn't believe it's steroids anymore. He believes it's being gay. He's quite funny. I enjoy watching him on social media.
We've also got Big Mark McQueen's going out there. So
I saw this.
Representing Scotland. Marcos Nardini's, he's one of Marcos's guy. And
it's mentally.
It's huge for Scottish grappling.
Going out to the ADCC to Vegas and you see a boy who you shared the changing room with at fucking Woodburn Miners Club in Dalkeith. Mind that on Enzo's show.
Yeah.
So. No, good for him.
He's so big and so powerful.
Big unit.
His brother comes to higher level and trains, Gav. He's going as well. Great grappler, just great. Like, the grappling style, it's great for combat jiu-jitsu, or no combat jiu-jitsu, but like competition jiu-jitsu.
So I believe this is a lineup here.
This is a tournament then. Baby Shark.
66 kilos.
Nice.
It says they're invited. All right, so the guys are invited and then other people have won.
Mm-hmm. Nicky Ryan.
Cool.
Nicky Ryan is only 76. Ah, oh, right enough, aye.
There's a Gracie name, that's a famous name, isn't it?
Oh, there'll be a few. Or maybe no now.
Plus
99. Now we're getting there.
We're getting to the big boys. I think Mark will be above it.
Gordon Ryan, Mark McQueen.
Oh, he's in the same as. So Gordon Ryan's not yet.
And is this today with a stomach issue again? Seen as some kind of.
Nick Rodriguez.
Victor Hugo.
Who's this chick?
I don't know, but.
Is she gone?
You got a bit of.
Mackenzie Dern.
She got your interview sent it. No, she got tagged on your video.
I know.
Because you were taking it for dinner.
You're a fucking idiot.
You're a fucking idiot. Oh, somebody tag her, right?
Sometimes you got your roll of dice.
Somebody tagged her, right? She's like, been tagged in this about a million times, but thanks or something like that. I can't remember word for word, but it was funny. I had a chuckle.
Sorry.
Gimmick grown up. Character piece.
Her cupcake eating ass. Is that that one? Aye. Joy Diaz. When she missed me.
Aye, so she'll be there as well.
Oh, well.
In the same building. I'm getting closer to you. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to hang about outside your bus stop.
Baby reindeer, aren't I?
Right.
At least the weather will be
about,
all right.
What about my weigh-in?
With
the stare in my way in.
The ceremonial or the official?
the official one, yeah, where like literally I could not do anything. My body was like patting in.
What do you mean?
Like, we were standing on the scales.
All right, aye, fucking
like a zombie.
The Terrahawk, man.
Were you having a tough time, aye?
No, super tough, but it wasn't. It wasn't all.
I thought you just had the serious vessel.
No, mate. I was like, just focused right up there and just don't fall off the fucking scales.
Aye, was it that? Was it you feeling that?
Aye. And then after it, I sit down and then Lee's like, right, drink this. So I was to drink my first bottle, so I'd nailed it. And then they come in and they said, listen, Paul, the UFC want you to do the post-weigh-in show, or pre, whatever it's called. Do you know the one with DC in that?
Me there? Right,
aye.
But did I say to you about just talked about stuff like that,
say,
man?
Aye. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, man. And my mouth's all still dry and I'm trying to be very
this
coherent.
Has happened to you before, eh?
Aye, done it one
small. Small one.
Aye, that's right. And I was talking like, so I end up having to nail an extra drink and then go and do this show, and I'm like, please God, don't be like, because you worry about just sounding like a fucking moron. But I think I was all right.
Well, you're not thinking straight either at that time.
DC's like, looking at videos of the Brazilian chick's asses, not see that?
Was he?
See that? It was what was it? Just the dancers, Brazilian dancers. And they're just like shooting about with the thongs on.
Just been carnival.
DC's like, I'm going to get divorced here. That.
Aye, he went salsa dancing or something, eh? Him and John Annett. Aye. You see that? It's quite funny. Paul Felder was good at it.
Aye.
he was good at dancing.
I do like the guys. They're a good team together. I do like Bisping as well. Mm-hmm. Mission Bisping. Bisping.
What else are you watching?
I watched all that Fallout. Was all right.
Was it
I watched
good?
It with the
wee I man. Heard a lot of people are no happy right. because Disney follow the actual storyline of the
I don't know, because I didn't know much about the game. But the wee man's been playing the game and he fucking loves it. So that was good enough for me. That's really all I'm all right with. Till another baby reindeer type thing comes along. It takes a bit to fucking drag me in, eh?
I only watched it because you said watch it.
I need something to proper, like, right, what the fuck is going on here? And I need that. Like I say, no Tiger King, eh?
There's no like... Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, Sons of Anarchy, Sopranos. There's nothing like new stuff that are out now. Like you're like, oh, let's fucking watch this. There's none of that shit now.
But those things are very original.
The last thing that had like a good 5-6 season series. Mm-hmm.
Well, we had the True Detective.
Aye, but that's a season every couple of years.
A lot of people get heavy into Stranger Things.
It's so different as well. Stranger Things was good.
Is that not got another season coming up?
There's a new one coming out of that. Stranger Things was good.
Stranger Things is one, I suppose.
Is it one of these ones where you're going to watch it again and again and again? I don't think so.
I think you could do it with like...
Personally, I wouldn't.
No, man.
I think you could do it with Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, Sopranos. Like, I watch that at least once every couple of years.
Like a Better Call Saul. It's just didn't catch the same. I don't know.
I definitely wouldn't watch Stranger Things again.
Nah.
I'm enjoying it, but it's not something you'd... Let's rewrite that again.
Bandit Brothers is better.
Aye.
Bandit Brothers is a good series.
Have you read the book, Gary?
No.
No.
Nah. I've watched a lot of stuff with the actual real guys. Right. You can find a lot of documentaries with the people the characters are based off of, and there's a couple of times they've turned around and went, fucking hang on, you made him look bad there. And that wasn't how it was, eh?
Because
it was Tom Hanks directed it, and there was one they pulled him up for...
Was it on Spielberg?
Aye.
Was it both of them?
And Hanks, aye. And they pulled up Tom Hanks for one where they attack a town, I think it's called Carentan, and they were like, you've made it look like hectic and chaotic, and it wasn't like that. We were a fucking well-organized, everyone knew their job, and you made us look like we were just a bunch of bams all over the place. And they still went with...
Is that the one where it's like something to do with a tree?
No, that's the one where it's snowing, but it's like a wee village they attack, and then when the Germans are running away, they get up to the fucking windows and they start shooting them as they're trying to escape across the fields and that, and that's they pulled them up for that and said...
That's not how it was.
Well, just you've made it look like we just... randomly attacked this village and it was disorganized and we were kind of lucky to get away with it. It wasn't like that. It was a proper, well thought out, well planned, well executed, and it's disrespectful with the guys who were there. So, which is fair. That if they were there, right, they can say that.
I'd watched the Inglourious Basterds when I was away. Did I say that when I was on the...
No,
that's Hugo
Stiglitz.
Tremendous.
Great film. And you forget all the wee things. I'd forgot the thingy was in it.
Great. Well, do you know who's in it? Brad Pitt's in it, mate.
He is.
And you know how good an actor Brad Pitt is?
Is he in it?
Do you need to tell me? It's Fassbender's in it.
Aye.
And I forgot Fassbender's in it. Aye.
Tree. What is the right German way of doing it? Tree.
I think it's that in it.
Three. What do you do? Do you?
I do three.
What do you do if it's...
My wee nephew's free today and I done it to him. You're free? So what? I actually did it that way.
But what do you do if it's four? I do that.
Aye.
So who do the gym, is it?
No, it would be... I would imagine the day four.
How do you do that? Do you do it that way?
Yeah, the bowling ball.
So for people just listening, the guys are just in hand gestures to each other.
Very rude. Very rude.
Do you go butthole? You go butthole?
All day.
Aye.
All day. Yeah. I can't even know. I actually go there first.
Aye.
You go butt first?
It's like, see, when you,
in vaginas, like a wee treat.
Just,
you poke the opposite into a smarty tube, you poke it in.
I find it's easier to get the turn.
The guys are talking about bowling.
I'm talking for the back.
Pick up a teddy and a fucking arcade.
So let me get this right.
There's a Pikachu in there somewhere.
You're straight off the bat telling her to all fours it, and I'm going.
I'm a bad person, mate.
You just grit him and rip straight off the bat.
Things happened.
So in glorious bastards, what's the best bit in glorious bastards?
It has to be. Your man Waltz, him talking to you. One more time.
Oh, right, aye.
And he's like, grazie.
He's just noise.
I know, he's so pissed.
How good is the scene when he puts the shoe on her though and just jokes her?
I like the come out the basement scene.
Cinderella, but Christopher Waltz puts her shoe on.
Because Mindy finds it after they've had like the
high heels.
Oh, brilliant. They're like, trying to
stairs.
What is it? It's like a basement style bar, eh?
Aye.
And it's like, come out.
Aye.
And the guys.
Aye.
That's an intense bit, man. Aye. Because
see if you want it.
They've all got the guns pointed at each other.
Or we'll just fucking chuck grenades then. Like, are you coming out or are we coming down?
So, Brad Pitt is amazing in that.
Oh, do you know who was. Greg, you maybe need to look this up. Who was.
I do know.
What I was going to say?
The Beer Jew.
Aye.
Adam Sandler.
Aye.
No way.
What the fuck? I mean, Adam, I was joking,
Sandler, Adam Sandler was going to be the Beard Jew.
As a Jew.
He was a film.
Joke.
But thingy, like, they actually wrote it for him.
Because he was doing. Was he no doing?
Uncut James?
No, it was something else.
Oh, I don't know though.
He was doing something. Was it?
I might see Uncut James was he was doing.
Funny People or
Funny People, you're right.
He was doing press for that or like finishing that.
Uncut Gems is a great film, by the way.
Do you think he was Tarantino's first choice?
Aye, that's who he wrote it for.
How mad is that, though?
Do you think Adam Sandler brings or takes anything away from it being part of it?
No. Is Eli Roth in it? Eli Roth is Beard Jew?
Aye. He's good. He's very good, man.
He does a lot of horror stuff.
He looks it, though. He looks like a fucking big
mean guy. The Aldo the Apache, you must have heard of the Beard Jew.
You know, I like to see where, like, obviously, they burn all the Nazis. That's a good scene, man.
And the theatre. Oh, the two of them are up there. And the place is just burning. Brilliant.
Right, we have to cut here.
Because
we're going to Patreon.
Oh, just before we go, the next film I watched was Zodiac. And if you want to hear me talk about the Zodiac, then check us out on Patreon.
Even if you don't, still check us out.